We now welcome on the call the head coach of the Elon Phoenix, Tony Cerciani. Good morning, Tony.
Hey, good morning, Rob.
Morning. As I talked about with Jim earlier, a really well-played and hard-fought game with your team and Rhode Island. You guys come up a little short, 17-10, as you've gone back and looked at the tape of that one. Just give me your impressions.
Yeah, I mean, we're disappointed. You know, fell short of winning a close football game up at Rhode Island. But make no mistake about it. I mean, they earned the win. I mean, they outplayed us in the second half, and they're the first team to do so in the last 7 weeks. Jim had them ready to play. They're well prepared coming off a bye week. They were more physical than us up front, and they made one more play than we did. You know, a game-changing pick six in the fourth quarter. But felt like one of those games where you're one drive or one stop or one big special teams play away from winning it.
First question this morning from Roger Brown. Go ahead, Roger.
Morning, Tony. How are you?
Hey, great, Roger.
I want you to think back to your days recruiting Ricky at UNH. Anything memorable or any stories you can share about that process?
Sure. Yeah, Ricky was he was a do-it-all athlete at Bellingham High School. You know, I remember, you know, every time I walked in there, Coach Kapp was his head coach. He'd be so angry because nobody had offered Ricky. And, you know, we'd evaluated him at the BC camp that summer. He did a great job. Chip was like, hey, just, you know, stay on him. You know, we had recruited a number of other quarterbacks ahead of Ricky and kind of worked our way down that list. And it just kept getting closer and closer to Ricky. So I'd go there every week and stay in touch with him and get my butt ripped by Coach Kapp every time I'd walk in and we wouldn't offer him. But I remember him saying, you know, when you talk to Coach Kapp about Ricky, you know, he'd be like, there's nothing Ricky Santos can't do. And he was right. So, you know, you watch him play basketball. He was an intense competitor. You know, and on the football field, he was a great leader. And he did it with his legs and his arms. And, you know, when he showed up, you know, when we had him on the visit, he had a great time. He was a great fit. I mean, New Hampshire was the perfect spot for him. And he just flourished from there. And I remember on the scout team, you know, when he was a freshman playing on the scout team and, you know, he'd make some throws and I was coaching the DBs and I'd get all upset with them for these balls that are being completed on us, you know, from the scout team. And, you know, then Mike Dawson and I, you know, we'd be looking at each other and be like, man, maybe he's pretty good. I mean, he really fit that thing in there. And, you know, as we saw the next year when he stepped in at that Delaware game, well, he was the real deal. I think you're on mute, Roger.
Yeah, I'm here, Roger, or something.
Any better?
Yeah, no, that was, we had you now. Lost you again.
How about now, Rob? Any better?
Yeah, that's better.
I was wondering, Tony, when you offered, did Ricky commit right away? Or what was that process like?
No, he was excited and but came up on an official visit. Yep. Prior to committing.
And then lastly, your relationship with him since he was no longer a player, since his playing days.
Yeah, it's been great. We've been able to stay in touch and I've been able to follow his career when he was done playing in Canada and got into coaching and certainly stayed in touch with him. You know, as he was coming up the ranks in coaching and fired up when, you know, when he came back to UNH from Columbia, and he's doing a great job right now. I mean, he's prepared for this opportunity his entire life, and he's doing a great job.
Tony, your next question this morning from Eddie Hughes. Good morning, Eddie.
Good morning, Rob. Coach, it's been a while since you guys have come off the loss. How's the team been since, you know, Saturday?
You know, we've only had one day with them, Eddie, but the team was good yesterday. You know, when I talked to them, you know, I told them, hey, we just lost a football game, a close football game. And so did Alabama and so did USC and so did Oklahoma State. And they're pretty good football teams too. And, you know, I referenced the Duke UNC game, you know, that a lot of our kids in this area watched on Saturday night. And, you know, you see there, it's hard to win a football game. And so, you know, we lost the game. We, you know, corrected the mistakes. We talked about the areas, you know, where we could have been better. It was one of those games where we felt like we left some things out there, you know. And so we addressed those yesterday in the meetings, and they've got the day off today. And I'm anxious to have them back in the building tomorrow.
With a veteran squad, any concern with them bouncing back from this?
No, I don't have much concern about us bouncing back. We've been a 1 week at a time operation. And, you know, I think our guys understand that we play in a highly competitive league and we need to improve week to week. And, you know, the team that's going to win this league is going to be the team that does improve week to week, you know, that gets better on the back half of this season, and the team that can stay healthy. So I expect us to come to work tomorrow.
John Carlos had another blocked field goal. He's had quite the impressive 3 week stretch here. Can you talk about him and what he brings to your team and just kind of what you saw from him that made you put him on special teams and why that's so important for you guys?
Yeah. John Carlos, he's a great kid. He brings an energy to the room every time he walks in the building. You know, we hang our hat on AED, right? Attitude being the first, and I want football to be the best part of their day. And when he walks into this building, he's got a smile on his face. He epitomizes that. So he's a great kid to be around. He's a super athlete. He's got great length and explosiveness. He's growing into his body now, you know, putting more weight on. That's something he's been working very hard at. He's close to 230 pounds now. He wants to help us win, you know, no matter what it is. He takes pride in his effort and ability to block. Even though he's a smaller tight end from a weight standpoint in our league, and he works on his craft all the time. And, you know, this special team stuff, you know, he can elevate, and he's got length. And we did some things with Tano Passanio when we were at Villanova in trying to elevate him and use his length to block field goals. And, you know, a couple of years ago, we saw that in JC, and last year took advantage of him, put him in that position to where we can get some push and get him to elevate. And it's awesome to see him get those two blocks the last couple of weeks.
Tony, your defense, you know, take away the pick six, your defense only lets up 10 points to a pretty high powered Rhode Island offense. What were you able to do so well against them to slow them down?
Yeah, it was a little bit of bend but don't break operation for us. And, you know, usually when you give up 10 points, you're going to have a chance to win the football game. We gave up some explosives that changed some field position. Thought we did a good job defensively. You know, we didn't fit the run maybe as well as we have earlier in the season. We just really needed to get that 4 minute stop at the end of the game. You know, we got them to 2 third downs. We just couldn't get off the field and get the ball back to our offense down by 7 points. But I'm pleased with the effort from our guys on defense. They played hard. We got a turnover. We got a takeaway. And we thought we had another one that went back for six that got overturned. That was a big play in the game. But I feel good about our defense, feel good about where we are. We're going to bounce right back. We're going to continue to play hard and do a good job.
Got a question from Dan Steenhammer. Good morning, Dan.
Morning, Rob. Thanks. Coach Ciciani, New Hampshire, the last unbeaten team in CEA play. Their schedule, strength of schedule, you can always quibble about, but they've won 4 CAA games in a row. What have you seen so far early in this week as you take a look at them more closely? What have been the keys to their hot start and that'll make them hard for you guys to get a win up in Durham?
Yeah, they're a good football team and they're finding ways to win. You know, they started off with 2 big CAA wins, and that was a big win just to even start off the season with a conference game against Monmouth the way they did. I was impressed by that. Ricky's got them playing real hard offensively. You know, they're going to make you work with multiple formations, personnel groups, motions. They always do that. And Max Brosmer, I mean, he's experienced. He's efficient. Dylan Lauby, I mean, he's a dynamic all-purpose back and return man. So, you know, he's dangerous. And they've got an experienced offensive line, like most of the teams in our conference do this year, just having guys back with COVID and all that. There's a lot of experienced offensive lines in our conference, but they've got one. And then, you know, rushing defense, are the top rushing defensive team in the CAA. And it all starts up front with their discipline and how they fit their gaps. And, you know, they've been running the same defense for a while now. They're good at it. The kids know what they're doing. They know their role in the defense. They've got some dynamic pass rushers in Josiah Silver and Dylan Ruiz who can get to the quarterback, and that always helps the defense.
Tony, when you look at the league stands, New Hampshire's the only team left unbeaten. Six teams now packed in there with just one loss. Does this game take on extra importance because of that, or because of the strength and the balance of the league? You just got to go, you know, one at a time.
It's got to be one at a time, Rob. I mean, all the teams that have a, you know, one loss in the conference, I mean, everybody's in the mix. So, you know, and most of us control our own destiny. So, I mean, that's what it's all about. I mean, we just got to prepare and prepare for New Hampshire and go out and play our best football of the season on Saturday up in Durham.
All right, Tony, thanks for the time this morning. Safe travels to Durham, and we'll talk to you next week.
You're welcome. Thanks, Rob.
Thank you.